Did you ever get something that had no lasting value at all? We're coming upon the Christmas season here. It's about 9 days away, and it has me thinking on the idea of lasting value. Christmas is one of those times where there's a great buildup, you know, especially as a kid, there was a great buildup for Christmas. Around, you know, late November, early December, everybody's extremely excited for Christmas, and especially as it gets near to the date of the 25th, it gets incredibly exciting, especially for a child. I could definitely remember that growing up as a child, the buildup of Christmas, just looking forward to the 25th and so excited about when it would come and all the presents I would get, all the things I'd asked for, which ones would I get. Such an incredible buildup for Christmas. And now I'm a father, and I can see that with my own child, my own kids, is there's a buildup for Christmas. There's an excitement for Christmas. And Christmas is an exciting day because on that day, especially as a child, you open up all these gifts. Some of them hopefully are ones you asked for from a Christmas list you made, and you can't wait to get these gifts. You can't wait to get these presents. But I don't know if your family was like ours. You know, we first thing in the morning, it's like the first thing we did was open presents. We may have had a quick breakfast, but the first thing we did was tear into those gifts and see what we got. And we're talking early morning. We're talking like 7 o'clock. By 7:15, 7:30, 8 o'clock, all those presents were opened. All the gifts were known and were seen. And as a child, yes, you start to play with your presents. But I remember about, you know, getting to about lunchtime, maybe a little bit after, just a huge letdown on Christmas Day. It went from the most exciting moment of the year, the exciting buildup of and day of the year, to the biggest letdown. You know, about noon, about early afternoon, there's just an incredible letdown on Christmas because there's nothing to look forward to anymore. And all the presents you got, everything that you opened up, they had better be incredibly exciting and have a lot of lasting value. Or again, there's nothing much to look forward to. And I remember as a young child being so excited about the presents that I got, especially the ones I really wanted, I really asked my parents for. And then, you know, maybe at the longest they would last a few days into a few weeks. And then I was just kind of sick of them, just kind of done playing with them. And yet if you would have asked me few weeks, months before Christmas, man, I would have given my right leg to have those presents. And lasting value, the lasting value of those presents just wasn't there. And I know what it's like as a dad to get my son something that he asks for, not even just for Christmas, but something that he really wants and anticipates, and I get him that gift, you know, and as a special gift to my son, we get this, we let him open it, we're excited for him, and he opens this present, and he's just so excited, he just plays with it right away, and is so excited, and it's like, man, half hour or something like that after it, you could just kind of see the toy in the corner over there. And by the end of the night, it's just kind of added to the pile. In fact, he's got a whole pile of toys over there that I could count right now and look through and go, here's one I bought him, here's one I bought him, here's one I bought him, you know, specially. And now it's just a big pile of toys that he hardly ever touches. No lasting value. And the thing about it is we live in a world where lasting value is a real struggle. I mean, think about it. Everything that you have and can get from this earth has a very short shelf life for value. They say that about brand new cars. When you buy a brand new car, it immediately depreciates as soon as you drive it off the lot. As soon as you get it, like the first day you get it, I mean, this is a brand new car, and I've never experienced that, never buying a brand new car, but supposedly you buy a brand new car, and it has incredible value. You know, we're talking 20-some thousand dollars. But as soon as you drive it off the lot, it takes like a $2,000 to $5,000 hit. And if you tried to sell the car back that day, that first day, you'd only get a fraction of what you paid for it. Amazing. And again, the world is just kind of built that way. It's just built to have the things that are considered things of value to be limited. And it doesn't really matter what you look at in this world. Everything that someone considers something of great value, there's a clock on it. You know, one of the ones I think about a lot that people are really into today is fitness. Everybody wants to be fit. Everybody wants to be healthy and fit, which is great to some degree, you know? We should want to be fit and want to be in shape and want to have a healthy lifestyle. But even with that, even with that great ambition there, there's this clock called death on that thing called fitness that I think people maybe just get deceived in thinking that, you know, if I exercise enough and watch what I eat, I'm just not going to die. And, you know, of course no one would say it that way, but everybody's trying to extend their life. And maybe you can. Maybe you can extend it a little bit by being healthy and eating right. But again, there's a clock on that. Athletic sports, you know, something I really liked growing up. The interesting thing about, like, sports is, you know, you get a champion. Let's say you get an NFL Super Bowl champion, and everybody's talking about that NFL team. You know, that NFL team just did something so incredible. Beat all these teams. They're the top. They're the best. Everybody's talking about the players and the coach and just the incredible feat they just had for a couple days. You know, for the next 2 or 3 days, that's everything. Only anything everybody can talk about is the Super Bowl champion. And then time goes on, you know, and they start talking about them a little bit less because there's another sport on. You know, okay, football's over. Now it's on to baseball. You know, and then baseball wins. It's like, oh man, you know, that team, like the Cubs, they just won it. It's like, that's incredible for a couple days. And then it's all of a sudden, it's like, oh, football's back on. And now it's basketball and just an endless cycle. And again, everything that this world has, that there is some value on it, there's a clock on it. And I want to think about this from Scripture. In Matthew 6, Jesus talks about this very thing. I mean, specifically, talks about this very thing. He says in chapter 6 of Matthew, starting in verse 19, he says this, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth." Okay? Why? "Where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal." Interesting. Verse 20, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And Jesus is talking about this specifically. Don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. Why? Well, the problem is if all your treasures on this earth, they're going to go away at some point. And he's not saying, hey, there aren't treasures on earth. There are treasures on earth. In fact, there's a lot of wonderful treasures on this earth. You know, I mentioned fitness, you know, success, whether it's athletics or just the business world or just whatever you're going after. You know, that's one. Just having a great family. You know, again, just whatever it is you chase. There are treasures on this earth. And that's, Jesus is not saying there aren't treasures. What he's saying is don't chase treasures that fade. Don't chase treasures that eventually spoil, eventually go away, eventually lose their value. And it's a little confusing because you think, well, everything loses its value. I mean, think about technology. You know, you get this brand new phone, you know, top of the line phone. It does everything. It's got the fastest speed. And next year they come out with a brand new one with new features, more speed, more power. And yours is just one more year to being obsolete. And again, there's a clock. There's a clock ticking as soon as you get something of value. And Jesus is saying, don't do that. Don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. And really what he's saying to us is, I'm looking out for you. I'm looking out for you and your treasure and your joy. Because, Christian, if you are chasing things on this earth, you're going to be sorely disappointed when you come to eternity and realize everything you chased on this earth is no longer with you. And all that's left is eternity. Things you did on this earth that can last for eternity, or things that you chased on this earth that have no eternal value at all, and now they're going away. And Jesus is saying to us, I don't want that. I don't want to see that happen to you. I don't want to see all your treasures go up in smoke on the last day. Everything you lived for, everything you chased, everything you thought was just a huge, grand, special thing, gone. You know, you try to grasp it and you can't. It's like grasping air. And I think of this as like the cotton candy syndrome. You know, you've had cotton candy before. Just a wonderful, delightful treat. At least it used to be. I don't know. I haven't had it in years. But cotton candy's so sweet, you know, so fluffy, so great tasting in the mouth. And in a fraction of seconds, it's gone, and you're like, oh man, I wish I had more of that. That's exactly what this world gives you. It gives you treasures, it gives you desires, it gives you fulfillment. And as soon as it gives it to you, it starts taking it back from you. It starts appreciating. You start to lose it. And again, think about all the things you could possibly chase from this earth. They do have joy. They do have value. Or there are things on this earth that are very valuable. And Jesus isn't saying they're not valuable. He's not saying they're of no importance at all. He's saying they don't last. He says in, you know, chapter 6, moth destroy them. Rust destroy them. You know, thieves break in and steal them. I mean, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have treasures, and whether it's wealth or comfort or security or your health or all your ambition or, you know, all your hobbies, you don't get to keep them. In fact, at best, these things last for the rest of your life. And I'm saying maybe a couple things. But eventually everything goes away. And what are you going to have left? So instead, Jesus says, listen, verse 20, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Because Jesus is saying once again, live for things that have eternal, lasting value. Lay up for yourselves treasures where your value is going to be forever. Because he basically says in verse 21, your joy is inside of those treasures. So if your treasure goes away, so does your joy. If you're chasing things of this earth and your joy is in those things, let's say it's sports, let's say it's fitness, and you chase it and you get it and you love it and it's everything to you, and whenever that goes away, whether it's you just get old and you lose the ability to do whatever thing that is, or you have it for the rest of your life, but then you stand at Judgment Day. And you watch everything you live for go up in smoke. Man, Jesus doesn't want to see that happen to us. He wants to see that we've lived for things that will last and will matter into eternity. And in this passage, he doesn't specify what those things are. He doesn't specify the things on this earth that we shouldn't chase. He just says treasures. Things of value. Don't chase things that only have earthly value, because they'll go away. Instead, chase things that have eternal value, because they don't go away. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, there's just one ingredient that earthly treasures don't have that eternal treasures do have: lasting, eternal value. So think about that. I don't know. He doesn't mention what those things are. What are eternal treasures? He doesn't mention those. But if you read the rest of Scripture, you would find out. Things that matter to God. Things that God says is important. The biggest one is the glory of God. If you live your life for the glory of God, the glory of God will never fade, will never spoil. No thief can grab it or steal it. The glory of God will live forever and ever and ever and ever. So if you live for the glory of God, your treasure never goes away. And if your joy is inside that treasure, and that treasure never goes away, neither does your joy. Your joy is eternal. Now compare it with something the earth has. Compare it with fitness. You know, you're fit, you're healthy, you're exercising, you got the right diet, you're looking good, you're feeling good. Okay, 15, 20 years go by. Well, I'm still feeling pretty good, you know. Set myself up on a nice course here. Okay, another 15 years go by. Things happen. People get old. You start to lose your stamina. You start to lose your look. And all of a sudden, that thing you chased and lived for and wanted more than anything has very little value anymore, because you start to die. And Jesus is saying, that's a sad way to live. That is not a good way to live. I don't want to see my children, I don't want to see my disciples chase things that eventually rob from them. Don't do that. Chase things that matter to God. Again, I mentioned the glory of God. The glory of God will never go away. Here's another one. Love. Love for God will never go away. Love for people will never go away. When everything, you know, Hebrews talks about this idea of this eternal shaking happening someday. You know, it's kind of like a sculptor after he, you know, makes this sculpture and, you know, at the end he kind of just shakes the sculpture and all the dead, you know, pieces just fall off. That's kind of what Jesus is going to do on the last day. He's going to have this big shaking and everything that was earthly is just going to fall away. And everything that was eternal is going to stay. It's going to stick. And imagine your life on that last day getting shook. And it just shakes it and shakes it and shakes it. And let's say you're even a Christian. I mean, I don't know if this can happen. If all of your treasures are earthly, if you're actually going to be a Christian, I'm not sure that's going to work. But let's say that you can. Let's say that you are a Christian. But you're seeing your life being shook and everything you live for falling away, burning away. And then he goes to look at your life, and there's nothing left. All your treasures were earthly. They all had no eternal, lasting value. What a horrible day that would be. Jesus doesn't want that day for us. We certainly shouldn't want that day for ourselves. So what is it for you? What is it you're living for? Do you live for eternal treasures? Do you live for things that God cares about? Because in eternity, that's all that matters. If it's things only you cared about or a little circle that you lived in and God says, yeah, I didn't care about that. That wasn't important to me. Treasure gone. Joy gone. And again, I want to go back and say this. If all of your treasures were earthly, then you didn't follow Christ. Because you can't follow earthly treasures and heavenly treasures at the same time. There's countless passages that tell us you can't do both. You got to pick. You got to pick between earthly treasure and heavenly treasure. So if you pick earthly treasure, you're not picking heavenly treasure. And if you're not picking the heavenly treasure, you're not picking Jesus. Because following Jesus means you're letting go of your earthly treasures and you're following what Jesus says is of eternal value. And if you do, if you follow Jesus Christ and you follow him to the end, when that great shaking happens someday, everything you lived for stands and remains and makes it into eternity. And every ounce of joy that's inside of those treasures remains with you forever. So listen to the words of Jesus. Think about the Christmas season. There's nothing wrong with getting gifts and giving gifts to people. That's a good thing. But let it remind you of the lasting value concept, the cotton candy syndrome, if you will, of what the world can offer versus what God alone can offer. And Jesus, the Son of God, the one who spilled his blood for us, who gave his life so that we might live, not on earth, but into eternity, is the one who's giving us this advice. In fact, it's a command. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, but do lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. So let us adhere to the counsel of Jesus Christ, pattern our life after following Jesus Christ and living for eternal treasures, and have the confidence in the last day that our joy will live forever. Thanks for listening.